As of now, auditory mirror therapy is just a hypothesis. There's been some very early testing, but nothing that suggests it's going to become clinically available. And I value the researchers for giving it a try, but it seems pretty far-fetched to me.
Hey there, welcome to the Tinnitus Relief Podcast. If you've been told there's not much you can do for your tinnitus, I've got good news for you. I'm Dr. Ben Thompson, founder of Treble Health. I believe that there's always a way to better manage your tinnitus. I've teamed up with the world's best tinnitus doctors to create something special for you. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz, and it's a free assessment that I recommend for anyone with tinnitus. Why not give it a shot? It's free, and it's a great next step towards finding the relief you've been searching for. All you have to do is go to tinnitusquiz.com to get started today. Have hope. There is something you can do for your tinnitus. Now let's get started with today's episode.
This is definitely the weirdest tinnitus treatment I've ever come across. It's called auditory mirror therapy. And how it works is it tries to retrain the brain that tinnitus is an internal signal by taking sounds coming in from the right ear and switching them over to the left ear, playing sounds through the left ear. The sounds that come through the left ear, it switches over and it plays sounds in through the right ear. When I first heard about this, I thought, are they trying to recreate phantom limb syndrome and the treatment for phantom limb? And I thought, could this actually work? There are so many things to keep track of in the world of tinnitus treatments. What should you avoid? What should you try? What will work for you? Did your doctor order the right tests? What new treatments are on the horizon? In this video, I'll be answering all those questions and more, so stick around. What's the worst tinnitus treatment you've ever heard of? For me, that's definitely laser therapy in the ear. It's supposed to be anti-inflammatory and increase relaxation, but I spoke with one patient where it accidentally burned the inside of their ear. It had excruciating pain and their tinnitus got worse. What's a rare or unexpected tinnitus treatment that worked? I have two cases where an unexpected treatment ended up helping tinnitus. The first was a female patient who was using hormone replacement therapy during menopause and their tinnitus got better. In another patient, they used a treatment for thalamid pain syndrome. In that condition, your symptoms are that you're feeling this burning sensation. Well, the treatment that they used had them fill their ear with ice water and it actually helped their tinnitus. What's the treatment that will help most people? Okay, so I started working with tinnitus patients in 2015, and in my experience, I found that tinnitus retraining therapy is the gold standard treatment, and it will help most people reduce their tinnitus. What is a promising tinnitus treatment that failed? It was a drug called OTO-313, and for a few years, it was looking very promising in the tinnitus community. How it worked was there would be a very thin needle inserted past the eardrum, and it would put the solution alongside the membranes entering the cochlea or the inner ear. The drug worked with an effort to regrow the connection between the inner ear hair cells and the auditory nerve fibers. The results found no significant difference between OTO-313 and a placebo solution that they used. Therefore, it was canceled and no more. All right, guys, coming up, I'm going to talk about diet and nutrition related to tinnitus, as well as the types of doctors that can actually treat the condition. Some of them you might not have even heard of, so stick around for that. How can friends and family support your tinnitus treatment? In my opinion, the best thing they can do is to go in a quiet room themselves and hop on YouTube and play a high-pitched tone of 6,000 hertz for about 5 minutes. This will give them a lot of empathy for what you're going through. It will show them that tinnitus is real. I really want your friends and family to get educated on the basic principles of tinnitus, of neuroplasticity, as well as the importance of sound therapy as a treatment tool. Are there medications that can treat tinnitus? Right now, there are not specific medications that are designed to reduce tinnitus, but some medications like anti-anxiety and anti-depression medications for some people can be helpful in managing their reactions to tinnitus or their sleep. What's the weirdest tinnitus treatment you've ever heard of? The weirdest tinnitus treatment I've ever heard of is called auditory mirror therapy. It's an experimental process that switches sound from the right ear to the left and from the left ear to the right, trying to shift and trick the brain into realizing that tinnitus is an internal sound. As of now, auditory mirror therapy is just a hypothesis. There's been some very early testing, but nothing that suggests it's going to become clinically available. And I value the researchers for giving it a try, but it seems pretty far-fetched to me. Can a physical therapist treat tinnitus? So if your tinnitus is caused by a somatic subtype, then a physical therapist can potentially treat the underlying cause of your tinnitus and provide you some relief. Where can I find out what tinnitus treatments are available? I get this question a lot, and my first recommendation would be to speak with an audiologist who specializes in tinnitus. After running our YouTube channel for a number of years, I eventually realized I need to make it very obvious to tell you that I have a team of telehealth, tinnitus specialist audiologists that you can have a free consultation with. It's one of the most common questions we get of folks who find us on YouTube and send us an email or reach out to us in the comments and say, how do I work with you? I want to get started. So a free consultation is a great way to find out which tinnitus treatments are available based on your specific case. This is where we can review your history, any test results you have, and give you some personalized recommendations. If a free consultation at this point isn't what you're after, I've also created a free online assessment that you can take on your own. It's called the Tinnitus Quiz. You can see the website on the screen next to me or look down below for the comments to try it out. I created the Tinnitus Quiz along with other top tinnitus doctors, and if you'd like to try it for free, simply head over to tinnitusquiz.com. What's the most exciting research in tinnitus treatment right now? In my opinion, ongoing bimodal stimulation research that's already out from Dr. Susan Shore's lab out of the University of Michigan is the most promising research. The tinnitus community has been waiting for her research group's tinnitus treatment for nearly a decade, and we could see a product available here in the next 12 months, sometime in 2024, 2025. Another exciting project is out of the UC Irvine in California, and that research is looking into treatment for tinnitus using migraine medication. There's some neurological overlap there, and those researchers have found some early results that are encouraging them to keep going. Typically, what we see in this kind of application is that there are different subtypes of tinnitus, so various treatments are likely to work for certain subtypes. And as those results get published, there's potentially going to be clinical trials and then potentially something being brought to market, generally working with a smaller population of individuals at first, but potentially opening up from there. How long does tinnitus treatment take to work? So people are different, and my patients tend to have a pretty wide distribution for how they respond here. Some people see positive results within a month. More often, to have a significant lasting reduction of the baseline level of tinnitus, it will take around 3 to 6 months. And then from there, there's a compounding effect where consistently over time, often between the 12 and 18 month mark, individuals get slowly better and better over time. So manage the expectations that this tinnitus treatment process will not be finished within a few weeks or a few months, but you are expecting to get some benefit or some noticeable change, and we can measure that as well with the tinnitus functional index, the TFI for you. We're likely to notice that within the first 3 to 6 months, absolutely. I wanna say that just to be as transparent as possible. On the other hand, it's very common for people to report that in the first few weeks of using sound therapy treatment with our team at Treble Health, for example, they're noticing relief or changes to the awareness of their symptoms. Can changes to my diet treat tinnitus? Potentially, yes. And the first place to look would be sensitivities to food. And that could include a high sugar or high gluten diet. Potentially being easy or having a more healthy, balanced diet on there could provide some benefit. Certain food allergies, if that gets spiked in your case, that could make tinnitus worse, make it harder to reduce it. If you have a condition called Meniere's disease, then you want a low salt diet generally. I've also seen personally some anecdotal short-term benefits of intermittent fasting, but for my research, there's currently no evidence that diets like keto, paleo, or intermittent fasting will actually reduce tinnitus. If you're considering any of that, definitely speak with your doctor because it can have negative adverse health effects. Should I try cognitive behavioral therapy for tinnitus even if I'm not depressed or anxious? Yes, I would say so. CBT techniques can help change the reactions to certain thoughts and change certain behaviors that ultimately help your brain and body reduce tinnitus over time. Those techniques help with the thought processes around tinnitus, and they're not just for someone with depression or anxiety. In fact, they can be used by anyone who's looking to get an extra 10, 20, 30% improvement in their tinnitus. And why is that? because the way that the brain works is the auditory system is linked to what's called the limbic system. In that brain network, anxious thoughts, stress, or insomnia can really keep the mind or the body in a state of stress, high alert, fight or flight. And in order to promote habituation, where the brain learns that tinnitus is a neutral sound, that it's not going to harm us, and that it can be reduced in our mind's awareness, well, we need to know that we're safe and where our mind and our body need to be settled to a certain degree. What lifestyle changes do you recommend for tinnitus treatment? First, making sure you're eating a healthy diet. Heavy smokers or heavy drinkers should probably limit their consumption. I also recommend exercising daily. Consider short, simple walks. I once had a patient who said, "Dr. Ben, I started to use sound therapy and I took a walk around my block 3 times a day and I started to do some of the guided breathing with your meditation challenge. And I was able to notice within a week, my tinnitus got a lot better." And I went, "Yeah, I'm not surprised, but I'm really glad to hear that." So consider these basic lifestyle changes, just getting to a good cadence, a good rhythm with your health. Who are the doctors that can treat tinnitus? Those doctors consist of audiologists, ENT doctors, physical therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and if you have pulsatile tinnitus, a cardiologist. If you have migraines associated with your tinnitus, then a neurologist. If you have TMJ or jaw tightness, then a specialized dentist. Now that's a pretty big team, and if you use your audiologist who specializes in tinnitus, we're usually your point person, your quarterback, who's able to bring you through the entire process to guide you through the journey. How does an audiologist treat tinnitus? Well, most commonly with a system called tinnitus retraining therapy. And that encompasses personalized coaching to get you out of the negative cycle of tinnitus, stress, anxiety, and sometimes insomnia, trouble sleeping. But also the audiologist will use targeted sound therapy programmed through medical devices on your ears that we call sound therapy devices. Or if you have a hearing loss, then we would use hearing aids programmed for tinnitus retraining therapy and for tinnitus. If you're interested in TRT, the retraining therapy, or sound therapy devices, you can call me and my team and schedule a free consultation. Our number's on the screen, and I know a lot of you ask me for help for your tinnitus and ask me, "Hey, I want to get started. I want to do something about this. What can I do?" Really, having a consultation with our team is a great first step, so we can see all the details of what's going on here and recommend a clear path forward for you. We're here to help, and you can trust us to take care of your tinnitus. Check the link below if you'd like to schedule that free consultation or learn more about our program at Treble Health. What tests do I need to take to determine the best tinnitus treatment? First, I would recommend a hearing test. And if the results are completely normal, then asking for an otoacoustic emission or OAE hearing test as well, that will give us a specific measure of the cochlear hair cell function. Now, that's not always part of a regular hearing test, so make sure you ask your audiologist for it if your hearing test is completely normal. But if your hearing test shows most commonly a high-pitched hearing loss, then that means you have at least part of your tinnitus caused by the cochlear subtype. It's worth exploring other subtypes as well. That's why if you're able to significantly modulate your tinnitus by moving your head, neck, or jaw, then it's worth getting an evaluation by an osteopath for your neck and getting an evaluation by a dentist who works with TMJ, temporomandibular joint disorders, to investigate your jaw. Therefore, we can rule out any sort of medical physical causes, and we can focus on the tinnitus treatment, identifying the most likely subtypes for your unique case. Now, did you know that about 30% of people with bothersome tinnitus have sound sensitivity, also called hyperacusis? If you notice that the sounds of dishes clanking, running water, people's voices, driving in a car, flushing a toilet, these everyday sounds, if you notice that they're way too loud, then you may have hyperacusis. And if you do, during your hearing test at the audiology clinic, ask them for a loudness discomfort test so that we can measure the true threshold of your loudness limit. This gives my team the ability to treat your tinnitus, understanding what is really going on. Out of these three conditions, what do you have? Is it tinnitus, hearing loss, or hyperacusis? It could be some combination of the three. Can I just use sound therapy on my own? You sure can. And plenty of people try white noise or cricket noises from our YouTube channel, and they listen to those sound therapy tracks for many hours per day or to help them fall asleep at night. It's not the same as getting a full treatment course from an audiologist who can program specialized sound therapy devices for your ears and perform tinnitus retraining therapy. If you're curious about those treatments, then definitely check out the project I've been working on at tinnitusquiz.com for a great resource to get you started. What's the most important message for someone starting tinnitus treatment? In my opinion, the most important message is to simply know that you can get better, and millions of other people have done it. I hope that gives you confidence and encouragement, because otherwise tinnitus can feel like a real burden and there's not much hope. But believe me, your brain has the ability to reduce this sound, and with the right tools and this right system in place, I'm confident that you can get there. If you've been struggling with tinnitus for a while or have just started experiencing ringing, you can get better. There are so many great treatment options available, and what's important is to personalize them for you. To learn more about these options and find out how you can improve your tinnitus, definitely check out tinnitusquiz.com. It's that free resource that I created alongside other top tinnitus doctors. You can find the link right here or click the link below to get started. Until next time, this is Dr. Ben Thompson saying I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
I'm Ben Thompson, your host, audiologist, and the founder of Treble Health, where our mission is to bring you to the forefront of tinnitus care. I hope today's episode has empowered you with new insights and strategies for managing your tinnitus. Remember, the journey to relief starts with understanding your condition better, and our tinnitus quiz is a great first step. I created it with input from other leading tinnitus experts, and it's a resource I truly believe in for anyone dealing with tinnitus. Take the free assessment at tinnitusquiz.com to begin your path to relief. Until next time, keep working on improving your health.